Dear listeners, Sairam from Prashantanilam, the most happening place on the planet. The month of December has just begun. Today is December 7th, 2017, but November has not yet gone. Yes, November is still fresh. The moments, the memories, the miracles, the magnificence of November still lingers on, isn't it? How full was Prashantanilam on his birthday? How this divine hamlet was overflowing with love, with joy, with gaiety, with unity, with sublimity. How overpowering was the feeling of just being there for the birthday, just sitting in the Cyclone Hall. You never felt Swami is not here. Everyone I met said the same. Who says Swami is not here? He's so much there. Can't you feel him? Can't you feel his love? Can't you feel his grace caressing you? Are you not overwhelmed with what's going on around you? I remember talking to Mr. Selva Naidu from New Zealand. He captured what birthday was for him.
What is the new thing that you're seeing in Prashantanilam? What newness has Swami's birthday brought into you?
Saram Bishu, thank you for having me here. I was really so pleased to see the crowds that are coming back to Prashanti in such great numbers. And I looked at the Kovanth Hall last night and it was full to capacity. And that really brought so much joy to me. So that the energy that used to be here in the past is back again. It hasn't left, but we all have the feeling that Prashanti is not the same as it used to be, but it is actually the same. So for those who have reservations about whether they should come and Swami is not here, he is very much here.
It's the same magic.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The same magic of his love continues. Miracles are happening within every heart. And I was so eager to get a glimpse of this, to get a glimpse of the grace that people are experiencing on this big day, a glimpse of the grandeur that Sai is. And you got this only when you look deep into the hearts of everyone who was here. So I went around the ashram asking people to share this with us, to share what birthday means to them. Why are they here in Prashantanilam on this day? What is the inner engineering that is happening within their beings once they start to breathe the Prashanti air? And today in this hour of outside, inside, deep inside, we will go a little deep inside into unraveling the glory of Baba's birthday as it was unfolding in the hearts of thousands who stepped into the hallowed presence of Prashantanilam. So with prayers to Bhagwan, we begin this episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, where I will share with you whatever I discovered and documented about his glory on his glorious 92nd birthday.
Embodiments of love.
Shantini lopal unnadi kani bayata ledu.
Peace is within, not outside.
Outside no peace, only pieces.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Lady Sai's Bishu, and we will now hear voices from around the world opening their hearts out to help us get a glance of what Swami's birthday means to them, what Baba's birthday does to them, how they look forward to it, and how eagerly they await this event. So let me begin with Brother Venkat Reddy from Australia.
Saram, Brother Venkat, and it's really lovely to have you in the studios of Radio Sai.
Thank you, Brother Bishu. It's an absolute pleasure to be here again.
So, such beautiful smiles. You are so happy in Prashanti.
Well, it's the happiest place on earth, isn't it? You don't have a choice.
Well, if you can't be happy in Prashant, you can't be happy anywhere else, isn't
There's
it?
No hope for you. No.
So, what does Swami's birthday mean to you?
Well, it's like anybody else's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a celebration. And so any birthday party has got, decorations, and it's got things to make us happy. And the other thing it's got is gifts. So Swami's birthday is a celebration of joy, and there's gifts involved. And when we dig a little deeper, then the nature of the celebration and the nature of the gifts start to come up in our hearts. But essentially, it's like the birthday of the most loved one you could have in your whole life. You know, it's the birthday of your daughter, your wife, your parents, your brother, your sister, yourself, all put together, multiplied by about a million, zillion, squillion. And all of the joy that comes with our birthdays, it is multiplied by that much. That's what Swami's birthday means to me.
Wow. Basically, we're just trying to say it is beyond.
It is beyond everything. And in terms of the celebration side of it, you know, having the party side of it, some sort of activity, you know, we always decorate the place and make it look beautiful for our loved one. So similarly for Swami's birthday, wherever we are having it, we make it absolutely beautiful because we want him when he presents himself. We want him to be present. And so we want him to be happy and joyous. With the gifts, whenever we give gifts to anybody for their birthday, we think of them a lot. We think, will that person like this? Will this bring a smile to their face? Will they be able to use this? Will they think of me when they have this gift? So like that with Swami's gifts that we give on his birthday, I have a similar thinking, you know. And when we're in our home countries, we celebrate the birthday with some sort of a drama or a musical program, bhajans, etc. Those are like our little gifts. We think, will these make Swami happy? Let me sing every bhajan to make Swami happy. Let me put every bit of love into that drama, into the whatever the dance is, whatever it is, to make him happy. So we do things as gifts. So our actions are our gifts. And always we will be thinking of Swami as we lead up to his birthday. And even thinking of him is a gift that he gives us that we give back to him. How can I become better? You know, how can I become a better vessel that on that day, and as others have said, on every day, when he looks at me, what will he see? What effort have I made to improve myself? So that's another gift that we give him. And I think the other thing that comes to mind is the things we give Swami. You know, like we give gifts to humans, the gifts we give Swami. And whenever we have birthdays, our mother, or, you know, in my case, my wife, my mother-in-law, my sister, our loved ones, they make the things for us, the food items that we would love. So like that, we make food for Swami. And I remember a few years ago, we were in a very small town in England. Small town meaning the number of Sai devotees is very small. Only a handful. The thing, a beautiful thing about Sai devotees is no matter how many there are, no matter where they are, no matter how old they are, we will celebrate Swami's birthday. No matter what happens, we will do it. Yes. We might even forget to celebrate our own birthdays, but we will celebrate Swami's birthday. So on this particular day, there was only, I think, 5 or 6 of us we were gathering. And we were all asked to bring a dish to have for Swami's birthday, we eat. And so I thought, what did Swami used to eat when he was a child? And I remember reading somewhere that he used to like ragi muddas, you know, or ragi sangatis, and groundnut chutney. I'm not a cook, okay, by any means, I'm not a cook. And so I looked up on the internet how to make these things. I went to the shop, I bought all the ingredients, and I made this, right? And all the while I was thinking of Swami, will you like this, Swami, will you like this? And even I had misgivings. I thought, you know, people are making such nice, nice dishes, beautiful, you know, elaborate dishes, and I'm just making this. But I heard you like this, so I'm just going to make you this. Vishu, I kid you not, people ate it. They thought it was absolutely beautiful. And even when I ate it, I thought this was amazing. Who made this? So these are the different aspects of what Swami's birthday means to me. the celebration, the gifts of different forms, and above all, the sheer joy of the occasion.
Wow. Swami has created this beautiful avenue so that we just put all our energies thinking about Him. Put all our energies to see how we can love Him more, how we can do something which will bring a smile on His face.
That's right. And because it's such a landmark event, it means that the energy, the joy, the thought of Swami is amplified. If only we could do that every day of the year. Anyway, it's a start to do it at least once a year and build from that, to think of Him for some weeks, some months beforehand, and to bring that all to culmination, all to a resounding, exultant climax on the 23rd of November, wherever you are in the world. Of course, Prashanthi Nilayam is the epicenter of the world's joy on that day. But wherever you are in the world, that joy just comes to an absolute climax, and it's beautiful, whether you're with five people or with 50,000 people, as you would be in the Kulwant.
Wow. And it cascades. What I think is, you will try out a different thing on birthday out of your love for Bhagwan, and you like it.
Yes.
And then you think, why do I have to wait for one more year to do this?
That's right. That's right. And I think that's one of the, as you beautifully put your finger on, it's one of the beautiful side effects of the birthday.
Mm.
We're not thinking of what happens after the birthday. We're actually just thinking of the day. So we build up to it, and we think, what can we do? And when we do it, we think, this is great. This is wonderful. This gave me so much joy.
Yes.
To put in front of Swami, to do this little sadhana, to make this item, to make the altar. The other things that happen in a birthday I found, Vishu, is that there's a great sense of fraternity, great sense of brotherhood. Yes. Whether somebody's a Sikh, Muslim, Isai, Hindu, it doesn't matter. It's that sort of a festival. You might have Hindu festivals, or you might have Jewish festivals, or Christian festivals, Muslim festivals, etc., where the people of that faith celebrate it, and they share it with other people. For me, birthday is a day where it's as if it's the birthday for everybody. So that great sense of brotherhood, that great sense of sisterhood that comes on that day. And then afterwards, as you say, you think, I should do this more often. Mm. I should do this every day. I should do this on the 24th and the 25th and there onwards.
Yes. It's discovering new joy. It's the birth of new joy.
It is, isn't it? And the beautiful thing about the birthday is that it happens every year. So we have an opportunity every year to discover new joy. And the beautiful thing about joy, for me, really, that's the word. That's really the word of birthday, is joy, is joy. You discover it, you get a chance to discover it every year. And you feel happy, and that joy will take you through almost to the next birthday, and to the next birthday, and the next birthday. And an SSE student becomes a youth, and a youth becomes a young adult, and a young adult becomes an adult. An adult becomes an elder. Birthday after birthday after birthday. It's like the seasons, and yet life takes its course, and joy just keeps on building and building and building and building. What a beautiful life we have with Sai, don't you think?
Absolutely.
birthday
it's
is awesome.
It's fully joyful. Till the point where every day in life becomes a celebration.
Absolutely. And I think, I remember once in an interview, Swami said to us, be happy, be happy, be happy, be happy. Five times He said this to us. When we celebrate His birthday, we are happy. And we give that to Swami. So we are giving Him what the real gift that He wants for His birthday, which is for our happiness. Can you believe that? When we have our birthday, we want stuff for ourselves. I need a new gadget. I need a little appendage to my electronic devices. I need a new set of headphones or whatever it is, right? But what He wants is for our happiness. And that's an absolutely mind-blowing thing. And we do all of these things to make Him happy and make ourselves happy. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Many times I think that when we receive, we experience a sense of happiness.
Yes.
But when we give, we experience the essence of happiness.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's...
And Swami has taught us that.
Beautifully said.
Birthdays are very beautiful
yes.
opportunities to experience that.
Absolutely. You know, Bishu, the other thing that just comes to mind as you say that, as I walk around this ashram, everywhere, every corner, there is an explosion of joy.
Mm.
Every corner. People are happy. The place is just buzzing with people. I don't know where they've come from. From all corners of the world, all corners of India. We're in the medical camp, we hear all sorts of accents and languages, but there's joy everywhere. Even though patients have come with medical problems, we are happy, they are happy, because we are here in Prashanthi Nilayam. I walked past the Kulwant Hall. It is lit up like a Christmas tree times 100 million. I think I've used that number before. You know, and the Yajur Mandiram, the Purnachandra, there's just explosion of light and color. There's decorations everywhere. There's beautiful prasadam. In other words, all the elements to make us think of the joy that Swami represents is here in Prashanthi Nilayam. And that's why I would come here, you know, if I had a chance.
To just be in that joy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's infectious, isn't it? As you said, yes. With Swami, you know, his joy, our joy, our joy, his joy. And so it goes. You see somebody smiling here. You see somebody saying Sai Ram to you. Sai Ram is like a matchstick. I hear that word. And I think that's part of the reason Sevadals come here. I think the biggest seva they do is to say Sai Ram to us at every turn. They're sitting in front of our buildings, at the canteens, wherever they are. They just say Sai Ram. It's like a little matchstick. It lights a little lamp in your heart. You know, so their Sai Ram becomes your Sai Ram, their joy becomes your joy, and you just walk around with this big smile on your face.
And everyone is just one big family.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Languages don't matter. Ages don't matter. Just the pure love for Swami, you know, the affection for Swami, the feeling that He is with us in our hearts, He is in these buildings, in this place, the earth where He walked, and where He gave darshan, the canteens He went to that He constructed for us, everywhere He is here. I really feel His presence, Bishu, and it's so beautiful. I tell you, I'll be going in a couple of days' time, and I try not to think about it, because I think, you know, when will I get to come back? When will He call me back here, you know? Every time, it's some kind of crazy miracle of coming here. You know, fares that are not meant to be there suddenly manifest, visas that are supposed to take 3 days to deliver arrive in a few hours' time, money that is not there suddenly appears, and I just think, what, how will I come back here again? Please let it not be long, you know. Please let me not feel that absence for long.
So you always know that it is He who is pulling the strings all the time, and if you have set your foot in the sacred land, because He willed it, He arranged it, He orchestrated it.
Absolutely. And that adds a certain specialness to it, doesn't it?
Yes.
You feel that He has called you, He has brought you here. And also there have been times when, you know, I really wanted to come, I've ached to come, I've cried to come, you know, and it hasn't happened. And to try to accept that and say, okay, Swami, even that is Your grace. Mm-hmm. You must have something better for me, or you think it's not the right time for me. You know better. So to come here is an enormous blessing for me. Enormous. But also the times when I haven't been able to, I take that also as a blessing. I think, okay, I'm going to just keep stoking that fire until such time as You think it's right for me to come. And then I will charge. You know, I will run.
I think even if you've come once or twice, even if there are times when you're not able to come, the joy, if you just think about this place, It can fill you with that joy, isn't it?
Absolutely true, Vishu. It's a bit of a cyclical thing, or circular thing, I should say. As I walk around the ashram, or as I sit in the Kulwant Hall, the few moments that I had with Swami, and they were only moments over my whole lifetime, the looks, you know, the darshan, they come back. When, and as I go around this place, those memories come back. Now, once I remember having a darshan of Swami in His car as He went to inspect Bhaktinivas when it was being constructed. Complete and utter surprise. Just walking through the ashram, and all of a sudden there was this pell-mell, you know, helter-skelter, people running in directions, and that's when you know something is happening, right? Because usually it's quite an orderly place, the ashram. It might not seem it, but it is quite an orderly place. People walk around quietly and with some decorum. When this is happening, you think, hello, something's up. And we just did what everybody else did, which is just line up on either side of this path. And all of a sudden, Swami appeared in the car. He was sitting in the front seat. You know, and I can remember that moment. Even now, Bishu, it's so clear in my mind that it was just a fleeting moment. And the speed of the car, of course, was very slow. And it was enough for me to almost in slow motion capture Swami sitting in that seat, and as he raised his kerchief to his lips and touched his lips so tenderly, as if it was not a cloth but maybe a rose petal touching another rose petal. It was so tender, it was so delicate, you know. And I was close enough to see that I just, time stood still. It was just an incredible moment for me. There were no words exchanged. There was no great Mahatattva expounded. It was just a moment, a glimpse. And whenever I walk past that place, that memory comes flooding back to me, you know. And that's enough fuel for me for years to come. And when I go back, I think of those things. So it's circular. I think of those events and they draw me back. When I come back, those memories are reinforced. I take back reinforced, sweetened memories. Sugar added to sugar, nectar added to nectar. Take it back. And then I dwell on that and I think, when's the next time? And the next time the door is open, I come running back, circular. I just kept going around and around. And I just want my whole life to be like this.
Pratiparthi should keep pulling me all the time.
Oh my God. I think I might forget the address of my house, but I hope I never forget how to get to Shamilalium.
He will not allow you to forget. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brother Venkat. It was really fantastic talking to you. It was a moment of joy.
Bishu, it's been an absolute joy for me. What else can you feel? What else can you experience when you say the name Sai, when you think of the name Sai Bhajoy? So I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to dwell for a few moments in that great ocean of joy, which is the Sai Tattva. Thank you so much, Bishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that was Venkat Reddy from Australia. When thousands are overflowing with pure love in their hearts and connecting to Him so solidly in their beings and seeing Him and experiencing that love, how can anyone not feel Bhagwan in Prashantinilayam? And as he said, one universal sentiment that you came across during the birthday celebrations is this beautiful word, joy. Talk to anyone and the first thing they will say is, they are happy that they are in Prashanti. They are joyous that they could make it. They cannot believe that they are here. How lucky they are and how their hearts jump in ecstasy when they step into the Sai Kulwanth Hall. It is really something else to be in Prashantinilayam during the birthday. And I asked Sister Usha Ram Logan from USA to explain, what is this special something else that happens during the birthdays?
And I could say one thing, there's a different buzz. Yeah. You know, they say that there's a buzz in the air. Mm. There's a different birthday buzz that you get that you do not get at other occasions.
Yes.
And albeit the crowds are there, the lines are there, but it's all for us to learn. Patience.
Yes. Yeah.
Spend some time. You may end up talking to someone.
Yeah.
Maybe Swami wanted you to have a conversation. You look for opportunities to, what is Swami? Why is Swami having me wait? There's something to learn. There's always something to learn.
Yes.
And for me, he always likes to come for the birthday because he believes there's more opportunities to do seva. You don't come here and just sit, you know, you do the routine. No, you should come and do more. Find something to do. Because only 3 or 4 days ago, I was sitting in the hall and I say, we take so much for granted when we come. Lovely Kulwant Hall, sound system is there. We hear the bhajans, we have nice lights, we have a room, we have... And I started thinking, how does all of this run? And I said, Swami, thank you for everything. Thank you.
Wow.
Despite all the crowds, everything is seamless.
Yes.
And you don't see what goes on at night, but we know a lot of hard work goes in when most of us are sleeping.
Yes.
And for that we are grateful.
Yes, absolutely, brother. I have experience with those devotees who came here with the green scarf from the mountains. I have seen and tasted their love for Bhagwan. They sacrifice everything and they come in thousands. I don't know how many.
From remote areas in Andhra Pradesh.
Indigenous peoples, yes. And they have come with this. If you ask a question to them, we are only here for Swami.
Yes.
I saw something in their face. And then Darshan 3 days ago, I said, if only someone could ask them to tell me, translate for me, tell me what you see. I want to see Parthi through your eyes.
Mm.
Tell me what you see when you sit here. And I'm sitting in the darshan and I'm looking at them. And the bhajans are going on and I'm not singing. I'm just looking at it. And this thought is crossed. I says, I would love to see Parthi through their eyes. Can someone get me a translator and ask them, what is it they see, what they feel,
wow,
so I can know what is in their heart.
Wow. It would be such a fascinating experience, right? If you can see Parthi from so many eyes, through so many
especially this group
hearts.
That came, because there is something about them. When you look at them, there's a beautiful calm. They are very disciplined, organized, and they seem to be very humble. And the gratitude, I can feel it.
And they sacrifice so much. For me, Brother Bishu, as time progresses and my life is also unfolding, I feel a sense of total contentment. Total contentment. And I ask Bhagavan for nothing more. I'm very, very happy. And I feel extremely blessed to be here at birthday time. When my Lord was born, in the calendar date, whatever it is, but any time for us is the right time. We will be here at the blink of an eye in Prashanti Nilayam. Anytime.
I think I got bitten for Swami's 50th birthday as a child, celebrating in Trinidad. And then we were fortunate to come for Swami's 60th birthday. And Western Canteen was open during that time. And celebrations was held in the stadium. And again, I was thinking on this birthday that so many years have gone by. Swami, I'm grateful for being here year after year, still with your love, just to be here.
Wow.
So that was Sister Usha Ram Logan and her husband, Mr. Bob Singh from USA. There is something special in his love, isn't it?
Special in your love, and of the Lord so close to you. Time made up to you, Sai we have found is true. If you are Sai, hum tumhare liye, jina hai to sirf tere liye. Listen to the strokes of our hearts, they say, Sai we love you. Listen to the strokes of our hearts, they say, Sai we love you. By some journey of love, you're our only friend. In this tiresome journey of love, you're our only friend. Lead us on and we will follow till the very end. We carry sari hum tumhare liye. Jeena hai to sirf tere liye. Listen to the strokes of our hearts, they say, Sai, we love you. Listen to the strokes of our hearts, they say, Sai, we love you. Listen to the strokes of our heart, they say, Sai, we love you. Listen to the strokes of our heart, they say, Sai, we love you.
कि प्यारे साईं हम तुम्हारे लिए जीना है तो सिर्फ तेरे लिए लिसन टू द श्लोक सबहार दिस आई वी लव यू लिसन टू द श्लोक सबहार दिस आई वी लव यू लिसन टू द श्लोक सबहार दिस आई वी लव यू
Wow, so that so beautifully described what was happening in the hearts of everyone who was there in the Sai Kulanthal on the birthday morning. This was one of the songs that the students sang on the morning of November 23rd, 2017, and everyone's heart resonated with it. Because everyone has felt that something special in his love, and everyone in some way or the other wants to live only for him, wants to live only for that love, wants to live so that his life too becomes that love. And another name for joy is love, isn't it? Venkat said that the only thing that he experienced is joy. And what is joy? Joy is nothing but love. Everyone has their own way of expressing it. And everyone did it so beautifully in their own sweet way. Here is what Mrs. Lalita Shekhar from Bangalore had to say about what Prashanti means to her.
For me personally, November 23rd is the day when God had decided to allow all of us to experience His love in a physical plane. And He had chosen this day to come among us. Imagine, Vishu, the creator of the cosmos, the multiverse, taking such a cute and very sweet form to be among us and spend his years with us just so that we can experience his love for us in innumerable ways. So Swami's birthday is nothing but an expression of his limitless love for all of us. This is how I feel about Bhagwan's birthday.
And when you feel that He has filled me with so much love, and every birthday is a reminder of that colossus of pure love that He is. And you actually feel so moved that this is what He has done for you, and He continues to do. When you reflect on this, what thoughts does it leave you with about what is it that you should do to reciprocate this love?
You had used one word there, Bishu, continues to do. Swami definitely continues to fill us all with love, continues to let us all experience His love and feel that. And let's imagine that you are given $10 million suddenly. What would you do with so much money? You only need so much, right? For our life, how much do we need? So the rest of the money, you want to share it with everyone, people who are in need of it. And you want to share it with your family. You want to share it with your friends. This is no comparison, but in a way, it's the same. Swami had given us so much love. He filled us all with so much love that it is brimming out. And all that we can do with that love, that pure love, is to share it with everyone. Our friends, our family, and everyone around us. Whoever comes in touch with us, comes in contact with us, let us share that love with each and everyone, whomever we come across in this lifetime of ours.
Wow, beautiful. So the best way to express our love to Him is to become the love that He is.
Very true.
So we have been copiously blessed by His love, and we continue to be showered by His love. A love that knows no conditions, no limitations, no reservations, that can just give and forget and not expect anything in return. A love that can always be happy, and a love that just is happy because it gives itself away. And when you experience such love, how can you not be touched by it? You want to become a little like that love. That is what this love will do to you. You also want to give. You also want to diminish yourself so that you become delight for someone else. And that is what so many are doing out there, isn't it? Giving so much of their time, effort, money, energy, just so that they can light up someone else's life. Mr. Bob Singh and Usha Ramlongan from US is one such couple that I have come across who happily live only to serve. They give a lion's share of their time and resources only to see that they can bring a smile in an hitherto unknown face. That is their gift. That is their way of expressing the love that Swami has given them.
You can clearly see Swami and feel Swami in everything you do, because there's a difference in you having that energy. And a good example for us is when we had gone to Haiti for the Seva, four of us had to go to Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, because we couldn't get a direct flight out. The airport was still not fully recovered. And while you're there, you were doing things, you were getting like 4 hours sleep, and you're doing the work, and you know in your mind that it is not humanly possible to function, and it is hotter than this temperature, and you are melting, but you are doing, and you all you know is the patients are coming in, you are serving, and you go and you sleep, you wake up, you're not tired, and then we leave, we get on the bus, and we get to cross the border. And I remember this clearly. We were all awake, the four of us. As soon as we crossed that border out of Haiti and we went into Santo Domingo, we all just fizzled out like a little balloon. We just crashed. It's as if Swami says, my work is done. But we spoke about this when we arrived and we were waiting at the hotel. We said, is it just me or is it this energy that you felt, that somebody was moving your hands? Your hands were not your hands. And I said, I may sound crazy, but I have to say it. And the other boy, which we met there, he's a civil engineer. He had some free time. He says, I'm going to volunteer. He said, I was wondering the same, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't want you to think that I was crazy because you guys just met me. And he's coming all the way from California, another doctor from Houston, and another young lady from New York. The four of us were together. And it's hard, even, and then as soon as the projects are done, you just go back to like almost being human again. Swami, you become, and you always pray that Swami, let me be the instrument. Work through me.
Yes. And you can feel His energy powering you.
Yes.
Especially when you're doing seva.
Yes. It is spontaneous. It just happens that you're doing. There may be hurdles, there may be hiccups, there may be some shortcomings, but eventually you will see how He has smoothed it out for you to complete what you have intended to do. And we have experienced that so many times. And I'm extremely grateful to all the Sai doctors, Baba's sevaks or servants, who have allowed me to be a part of their team to do seva with them. And that gives me a lot of strength also to do, to be, and to share with others in those places, like you said, countries where there is such a need for Baba's love, Sai's love. And you can experience it all the time, everywhere you go, especially for the poor when they cannot afford. And they tell you afterwards that, we are extremely thankful and grateful to you for giving us life again. They tell you, because they would never be able to afford those kinds of seva treatments by the doctors if it was not for Baba's organization, the doctors who serve in Baba's organization. All of them, brothers and sisters who serve, they're all very special, blessed souls. And I am very grateful to them for that opportunity also.
And when you dig a little deeper to unravel what is it that is driving so many like Bob Singh and Sister Usha to find God by getting lost in His service, what is powering them? What is that eternal spring that is continuously charging up their lives and beings? When you do this search, you will discover beautiful gems that are treasured in their hearts. Bob shares just one.
If there is one moment from all the birthdays that you have been here in Prashantinilayam that you cherish, that you always think about and smile, that something always fills you with joy, what could be that moment?
Oh, brother, everyone was special, everyone was joyful, all of them were, but the last one was in 2010 of November, when Bhagwan Baba gave darshan in Mandir, and all the doctors and volunteers were there, and I was part of the volunteer team, and I feel very, very blessed that that was the one occasion where Baba spent so much time with us in Mandir, and that has been etched in my heart forever, because Baba came so many times and gave us darshan so many times in Mandir. That was for me the greatest gift of grace I will always, always, always cherish.
Wow. Whenever you think of that moment, it fills you with energy, fills you with inspiration.
Yes, brother, yes. Bhagwan, for me, is everything. And he does it in the most unique way. Whether it's a look, whether it's a smile, whether it's raising the hand. For me, everything about him, everything about Bhagwan is grace, is love, is beauty, is charm. Everything.
So it is these timeless moments in everyone's life, moments that have left an indelible touch in their hearts, moments which are evergreen reservoirs of inspiration, moments which are formidable fortresses of faith, love and grace that keeps everyone hooked to him, hooked to happiness forever. Let's listen to Mr. Peter from Holland, his timeless moment with Avatar.
Oh my God, that I'll forget never. And that is, I think it was in 94 or something like that. One of my Bibles, yes, indeed, is Paramahansa Yogananda, an autobiography of a yogi. And there he writes about how he was searching for his Guruji.
Hmm.
And then one moment in his life, he was passing a little side road. He looked and he was carrying, with a friend of him, he was carrying all kinds of stuff for the monastery he was in there, the ashram he was in there. And he had a kind of task over there, and so he did his buyings. And then he passed that small road on his left, and he looked inside, and he saw a monk in his orange robe and with hair, and then he walked further, and then at once he couldn't walk again. So he was trying to walk, and when he turned himself, he could walk, and he tried to turn himself again and tried to get home. No, he couldn't do. So he went back to this small road, went into it, and there he saw this monk still staying, that was Sri Yukteswar.
Yeah.
So this piece in the book always made me cry, because he found in the end his Guruji.
Mm.
So then in those days you were allowed to take books in the hall. So I read again this beautiful story again and again, and I read it this afternoon. And at once I saw 2 feet before me. I looked up, and I saw Swami's eyes.
Oh.
And he said to me, "Go." I said, "What?" "Go," he said. I was shivering. I was really complete out of this world. He said, "Go." So, and he walked away. So, I took my things, I think, and I know I came into the interview room, but how, I really don't know. It was incredible that I underwent almost, well, it must be the same feeling as what Yogananda had when he met his Guruji, Sri Yukteswar. So I went into this interview room, and this was, well, this was enormous, of course. That was my wonderful experience, one of them.
Wow. So he pulled you.
And how? With my most worthy story of how Yogananda, after his fights with all kind of Gurujis, which he didn't believe. And then the moment he found him in this small side road with his hands full of things he bought, and there he was. And Yukteswar said to him, "There you are. What took you so long?" Yeah, Sairam. And then Baba stood before me, Swami stood before me and said, with his eyes, you know, he has this wonderful, piercing eyes. He said, "Go. Oh my God, go. Go."
Where were you all these
days? My God, I was shivering. It was wonderful, wonderful. I think I never cried so much.
Wow.
Couldn't stop.
It is not as if people who have had moments of physical interaction with Bhagwan are those who have such memories, such experiences, such life-transforming instances. What about those who have never seen him physically? How do they connect with Prashantilam? What do they experience? How do they experience his love in such a tangible manner? What do they relate to when they step into Prashantilam for the first time, especially on his birthday? I met Pavitran, a young adult from Australia, who was fresh to Prashantinilam, but as I discovered, not fresh to Swami and his love.
So what fascinates you in Prashantinilam?
I would have to say that it's the peace, the outer peace and the inner peace. The environment, and I don't know what it is around here. I mean, of course I do know that it's holy land, it's where Swami was, is, and will be. And it just has this energy about it where people may be people outside of these walls, but when they walk in, they are transformed, whether they know it or not. And it makes it so much easier for one to transform themselves. So it's the peace.
Wow. How long have you known Swami?
Is this a trick question? I would have to say that I have known Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba for about 15 years in the physical form as we know it. I never saw him in the flesh, but I feel like I don't really need to, and I didn't miss out on much. Not to say that there wasn't anything there, but to say that what I feel I have experienced from within is more than fulfilling, and that's satisfied every want that I could have.
Wow. So you have your connect with your inner Swami.
Yes.
Beautiful. So what does Swami's birthday mean to you?
Swami's birthday is a time in the year where I try and remember, only by His grace of course, I try and remember what should be remembered every day of the year, really. Every day should be a birthday. Every day should be a chance to remember the truth of what I am, what we all are, from where we came and where we're going. And it simply serves, you know, in this human plane, in this world where there are many, many distractions and interferences, it's a one chance to, you know, focus our efforts and, you know, draw it into a pinpoint and place it on the 23rd of November. But I know that, you know, deep down, ideally, every day should be the 23rd of November.
Wow. So how should every day be celebrated?
Simply a celebration of divinity, really. Just knowing, just being, that is enough.
If someone says, these are very heavy words, knowing, being, how do I translate that in real life, in practical life?
Ooh. I think translating implies that a meaning of a word is changed from one to another in order to make it easy to understand. But this is something that is beyond words, right? It's an experience, it's a feeling, it's from within. It's something that you can't really define with letters. But if I were to try, I would say that it's losing all sense of yourself. Losing all sense of yourself, and in that process, realizing that there are no others either, and that you're part of what this one in which all are part of. It's all so much larger. It's so much larger. It's everything. You're part of everything. There is no separation. And that everything is is part of the One. And then to know that you are part of that One, that's breathtaking. That's breathtaking. And I feel that to get a glimpse of that, to be in that state, to have that slight bit of grace, just that showering, that would be the perfect celebration.
Beautiful. As Bhagwan very beautifully says, unity, purity, divinity. So that is the journey that all of us make from I to we to he to become just I. Wonderful. It was really very revealing talking to you. And I'm sure a lot of listeners also would have found what you said something to really ponder upon. And it's very heartening also to know that there are people among us who are so deeply connected. And once you are so deeply connected, every day for you is a celebration. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And that's how Swami wants it. Every day should be his birthday. He should always say that, what is this birthday? It's whichever day you want. You know, when people used to say, happy birthday, Swami should say, I'm always happy. It is just the day that all of you want to gather. It's wonderful. Thank you very much, brother.
Shri Sairam.
Sairam. Wasn't that a revelation? At least for me it was. I mean, someone coming to Prashantalayam for the first time and so confidently saying, no, I haven't missed anything. He's so much there, here with me. I feel him in everything. And when I come here, I experience oneness. When I come here, I experience nothing but peace. Whenever I think of him, I'm just filled with peace. So wherever I am in Prashanti. Well, he might have come to Prashanti now, but Prashanti has been residing in him for very long. And that is what, in fact, Prashanti should do to each one of us, isn't it? Many years ago, Bhagwan told a group of devotees, do not think that by coming to Puttaparthi, you are going to be happy. You will, in fact, be disturbed. However, if you secure your victory here, you can go to any part of the world and nothing ever will disturb you. Bhagwan explained this further and said, Puttaparthi is the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Lord Krishna gave the mortal message of Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield because life is a battle. And when you are victorious in a battle, what do you get? You get peace. Similarly, when you transcend the trials and Puttaparthi with equanimity, gained by the knowledge of who you really are and what the world really is, you will receive the permanent peace that I have come to give, Bhagwan says. And that is the reason why I named it Prashantinilayam, the abode of everlasting peace. It is not called Sri Sathya Sai Baba Ashram. An ashram is a place where you go and do no shrama. You don't do any work. It is not so here. You have to make the effort. Swami, of course, will help you and guide you to face the ups and downs effectively. And it does happen that when we decide to stay in Prashanti, we meet so many people, some noble, some may not be so good. If we come here on a pilgrimage for a short stay, we might get a good place to stay or an accommodation which may not be very pleasing. But as Bhagwan says, these should not affect us. You have come to the ashram for your inward journey. Do not look for peace outside. It is within you. So look within. If you think there is peace freely available in Puttaparthi, you are mistaken. It means you have not understood the significance of this place on earth. And when I interacted with so many people who were in Prashantalayam for birthday, I saw that they were striving to understand the significance of this place. And they were using birthday as that landmark day when they undertake this exercise with seriousness. Here is what Falguni Desai from US had to share.
Swami has always been the center of my heart. Everything revolves around him. And, you know, birthday, I think, would mean how I've grown as a human being and practicing his values and his teachings and why the purpose of him coming here, to reflect back and say, okay, what am I doing and what do I still need to work on that Swami has taught us over the years. And to make him, as he said a while ago, that our lives are his message now. So really consciously paying attention to what is my life and would he be proud of that?
Wow, they say that the best way to value a master is to master his values.
Exactly. I have a while to go, but...
But birthday is a very
good time,
a good
time to do that.
Reflect, right? And feel how much of Swami has become a part of me.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sai Ram. So that was Falguni, and now here is Peter from Holland, who was more clear in expressing how this self-introspection is happening to him during this birthday. He knew the area he has to work upon and the guidance that Swami is giving him on this journey.
And what is so special this time is that the struggle of surrender is for me a big one, and this time I offered him my surrender again and again, but now on his birthday, just to come closer and closer to him. And not only that, but also that my trust in him, that it will grow and grow, and also that I'm able to accept whatever he knows is best for me.
Wow. So you said you've been trying to see how you can surrender more to Bhagwan. So you have experienced the bliss of surrender. You have tasted the joy of surrender, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's such a split second that you know that it is that. And then poof, it goes away again. And that's, of course, when you are, well, when we are so busy in the West with all kinds of things and, well, like everywhere, I think, that you so simple forget and so easy forget how to stay surrendered and how to stay open for his inner voice, because that's the way I'm trying. Well, I don't like the word try, but I must say try, because I know I'm not that there. But trying to go the way inside. And when you're going the way inside, you can hear his voice. And when you hear his voice, then you know you really are surrendered yourself. And it's still a kind of fight, but it is a lovely fight, and that's my gift to him, because I know he takes care.
Fantastic. So that is how the birthday has been a life-defining moment for Peter, and you speak to many others. They're all in this journey. For them, the birthday is a stepping stone to go one step closer to Bhagwan, and they use this opportunity to make that jump, to take that leap in their spiritual progress. Here is Sister Aruna from Chennai.
Swami's birthday means, in literal sense, it means a lot of joy to me. Every year I look forward to Swami's birthday, because generally people take resolutions on a new year, on their birthdays. But my time of trying to rethink on what I have done all the year is Swami's birthday. So that's when I sit down, and I do that almost regularly, but on his birthday, I keep asking him, did I do things during that year for which he has brought me in? Just like how he's come down for all of us, he's brought all of us for some reason. So I keep asking him, Swami, I need more guidance in the next year. I need to do some more. I want to do a lot more. So I've grown 1 year older. I want to grow the kind of love which I want to give to people around. I want to serve more. As I grow older, by another year, give me some path for the next year. So it is a day for me when I really celebrate for having been born in his era. I really feel very lucky and grateful that he's found me good enough to bring me along with him in this age of where all of us actually believe that we all have come here for a reason, along with him.
Wow, fantastic. So it's always a sort of self-introspection to start a new you, isn't it, every birthday?
Absolutely. Every Swami's birthday, I feel as if I've been reborn. I've grown 1 year older. I really want him to look down at me and say, you did a good job.
You did a good job, and now your love is 1 degree higher.
Yes. I really look up to him. I keep looking in his eyes to give me that nod. That, okay, you did a good job in this year. You need to grow. You need to grow as a person. You need to be able to love more people. You need to be able to spend more time serving people. So that's what I look up to for Swami's birth.
Wow. The love energy should grow and yes, continue to grow.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We started this session with Mr. Selva Naidu from New Zealand. We'll go back to him because what he has to share sort of sums up what Swami wants his birthday to do to us.
We all are on our own spiritual, and that's why we in the organization to realize our own divinity, and that was Swami's very strong message to us. And these are all somehow opportunities for us to realize our divinity. And to me, to please Swami on his birthday, his very, very strong message throughout was just be happy. Just be happy and pursue your spiritual path to realize your divinity.
So just be happy. And what is happiness? Happiness is union with God. And you get a glimpse of this on his birthday. It is this happiness that needs to be retained, needs to be fostered, needs to be fanned to fabulous heights. And that is what will make Swami happy, isn't it? That is what we discover on every birthday. And that is what we need to convey to ourselves on every birthday. Every birthday, you have these moments of joy, you have these moments of love. And as you heard, you have these moments of going within. These moments of relishing the bliss within. Dear listeners, there is so much that so many brothers and sisters have shared. And every reflection makes you think. Every reflection fills you with love, fills you with joy, gives you greater inspiration to walk on that path. And we'll have more of such sessions in the future because by Bhagavan's grace, we have documented so many people opening their hearts out about their experience of being in Prashanti and experiencing this love that pervades this whole hamlet during this exceptional season of celebrating his birthday. So we'll listen to more, but meanwhile, you too, if you were in Prashanti Nilayam and if you had an indelible moment during this birthday, please feel free to share with us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. In the future episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, we will share more of these reminiscences, these indelible memories. It's time now to move on to the next program. Brothers Prem and Arvind are waiting to take over for afternoon session. We'll hear more in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside about the birthday musings. Thank you so much. Sairam.